This document is being provided in an alternate format, open parentheses, large print, audio or data CD, or Braille, close parentheses, for informational purposes only. Any documents that need to be completed and returned must be completed and returned in written, non-alternative format. Beginning of next page, DOH-4282, parentheses 8/14, parentheses, page 1 of 2, New York State Department of Health, Office of Health Insurance Programs, Family Planning Benefit Program Application. Please print clearly. Please ask for help if there is anything you do not understand. Section A, Applicant Information. Tell us who you are and how to contact you, parentheses. Please use your full legal name, parentheses. First name, middle initial, last name, blank space, primary language, blank space, home address, street, apartment number, blank space, city, blank space, state, blank space, zip code, blank space,
county of residence,
blank space. If you cannot receive mail or benefit card at your home address due to confidentiality concerns or for other reasons, please give us a different mailing address below. If you do not need to give a different mailing address, please check the box marked, quote, no confidential address needed, unquote. Blank checkbox, no confidential address needed. Mailing address, street, apartment number, blank space, city, blank space, state, blank space, zip code, blank space, phone number, blank space. Are you a veteran? Blank checkbox, yes. Blank checkbox, no.
Section B, household information. List your name and the names of the people in your family who live you. You may list your spouse and your children under 21, even though they are not applying. First name, middle initial, last name. Open parenthesis. Use another page if you need to list more people. Close parenthesis. 1. Blank space. Relationship 2 person on line 1. Self. Date of birth. Open parenthesis. Month/day/year. Close parenthesis. ... Sex. M or F. Blank space. For FP, BP applicant only. Social Security number. Blank space. Race/ethnic group, open parenthesis, see codes below, close parenthesis, blank space. 2. First name, middle initial, last name, blank space. Relationship to person on line 1, blank space. Date of birth, open parenthesis, month/day/year, close parenthesis, ... 3. First name, middle initial, last name, blank space. Relationship to person on line 1, blank space. Date of birth, open parenthesis, month/day/year, close parenthesis, ... 4. First name, middle initial, last name, blank space. Relationship to person on line 1, blank space. Date of birth, open parenthesis, month/day/year, close parenthesis, ... Race/ethnic group codes, A, Asian, B, Black or African American, H, Hispanic or Latino, I, American Indian or Alaskan Native, P, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, W, white, U, unknown. Section C, income. List all the type or types and amount or amounts of money you receive. Be sure to include earnings from work, open parenthesis, including self-employment, close parenthesis, unemployment benefits, interest, Social Security benefits, pensions, disability payments, money from relatives or friends, or any other payments. Type of income, open parenthesis, wages, UIB, SSA, benefits, close parenthesis, blank space. Amount of gross income, open parenthesis, before taxes slash deductions, close parenthesis, blank space. How often is the income received? Open parenthesis, weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly, other, close parenthesis, blank space. Type of income, open parenthesis, wages, UIB, SSA, benefits, close parenthesis, blank space. Amount of gross income, open parenthesis, before taxes slash deductions, close parenthesis, blank space. How often is the income received? Open parenthesis, weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly, other, close parenthesis, blank space. If you have no income, please explain how you are meeting your needs. Open parenthesis. For example, living with friends or relatives. Close parenthesis. Blank space.
Do you have any unpaid medical bills related to family planning from the last 3 months?
Blank.
Checkbox yes.
Blank.
Checkbox no. Yes, you must provide proof of your income and residency for the month or months when unpaid services were received. Have you started or ended a job in the last 6 months? If yes, please give details below. Blank lines. Section D, citizenship. Are you a U.S. citizen, national, or Native American?
Blank checkbox yes, blank checkbox no.
If no, please give the following information. Your answers to these questions will be kept completely confidential. First name.
Middle initial.
Last name.
Blank space.
Please mark one box that indicates your current citizenship or immigration status.
Blank checkbox.
Immigrant slash non-citizen, parentheses, enter the date you entered the United States, blank line, slash, blank line, parentheses. Blank checkbox, non-immigrant, parentheses, visa holder, parentheses, blank checkbox, none of the above. Section E, health insurance. You may still be eligible even if you have other health insurance, especially if it does not cover family planning services, or if you have a, quote, good cause, unquote, reason that your health insurance should not be billed. Do you have coverage through any of the following? Blank checkbox, Medicaid. Blank checkbox, Medicare. Blank checkbox, Child Health Plus. Do you have other private health insurance?
Blank checkbox, yes. Blank checkbox, no. Blank checkbox, I don't know.
If yes, name or names of person or persons covered.
Blank space.
Name of policyholder slash subscriber.
Blank space.
Insurance company name.
Blank space.
Group slash policy number.
Blank space.
Will billing any other health insurance cause harm to your physical or emotional health or safety, and or will it interfere with the privacy and confidentiality of your application for or receipt of family planning services?
Blank checkbox yes. Blank checkbox no.
If yes, please ask your provider to call for, quote, good cause, unquote, good cause authorization. If above answer is yes, provider must call 1-800-541-2831 for a good cause authorization. Parentheses, this does not need to be done if the application is accompanying a PE screening and authorization for good cause was granted at that time. Parentheses, good cause authorization call date, blank line, approved.
Blank checkbox yes, blank checkbox no.
Name of call center representative, blank line. Duration of good cause from blank line to blank line. Beginning of next page, DOH-4282, parentheses 8/14, parentheses page 2 of 2, terms, rights, and responsibilities. By completing and signing this application, I am applying for the Family Planning Benefit Program, parentheses FPBP, parentheses. I agree to the release of personal and financial information from this application and any other information to determine eligibility. I understand that I may be asked for more information. I agree to immediately report any changes to the information on this application. I understand that I must provide the information needed to prove my eligibility. If I have been unable to get the information, I will tell the New York State Department of Health, parentheses, SDOH, parentheses, or its designee. The SDOH or its designee may be able to help in getting the information. I understand the FPBP may check the information given by me for this application without my confidentiality being compromised. The state, social services district, and provider who assist in completing this application will keep the information confidential according to 42 U.S.C. 1396A, parentheses A, parentheses, parentheses 7, parentheses, and 42 CFR 431.300-431.307, and any federal and state laws and regulations. I understand that my eligibility for this program will not be affected by my race, color, disability, sex, or national origin. I also understand that, depending on the requirements of this program, my citizenship status may be a factor in whether or not I am eligible. I understand that anyone who knowingly lies or hides the truth in order to receive services under this program is committing a crime and subject to federal and state penalties and may have to repay the amount of benefits received and may also be given civil penalties. I understand that I must provide documentation on my citizenship and identity to the SDOH or its designee or to the family planning provider on behalf of the SDOH to receive family planning benefits. I also understand that SDOH or its designee can assist me in determining my status and obtaining any necessary documents if I request help. Once I have provided my documents proving my citizenship and identity, I will not have to provide them again. If I am filling out this form as a mail-in renewal and have not yet provided these documents, I will need to provide them. Immigration, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, (USCIS), has said that enrollment in Medicaid cannot affect a person's ability to get an identification card, become a citizen, sponsor a family member, or travel in and out of the country, (except if Medicaid pays for long-term care in a place like a nursing home or a psychiatric hospital, The state will not report any information on this application to the USCIS. Assignment of rights for medical support and third-party payment. I understand that FPBP does not pay medical expenses that insurance or another person is supposed to pay, unless there is good cause not to use other insurance. All persons applying for FPBP are required to give the SDOH or its designee any rights they may have to medical support or other insurance payment for family planning services unless they request and receive a good cause exemption. When I sign this application for myself or for another person for whom I can legally give away rights, I am giving to the SDOH or its designee all of my right to receive medical support and third-party payments for family planning services for the entire time I am on Medicaid. Reimbursement of medical expenses. After the date of my application, reimbursement of covered family planning services and supplies will only be available if obtained from Medicaid-enrolled providers. Social Security number, (SSN). I understand that I must give my SSN in order to receive FPBP. This is required by Section 1137, (A), of the Social Security Act and the Medicaid Regulations, (42 CFR 435.910 and 42 USC 1320B-7, (A). The FPBP will use the SSN to verify my income, eligibility, and the amount of medical assistance payments made on my behalf. The information may be matched with records in other agencies, such as the Social Security Administration and/or the Internal Revenue Service. Confidentiality statement. All of the information you provide to us will remain confidential. The only person who will see this information are the state or local agencies and the person assisting you in completing the application that need to know this information in order to determine if you are eligible. The person helping you with this application cannot discuss the information with anyone except a supervisor or the state or local agencies that need this information. Release of medical information. I consent to the release of any medical information about me and any member of my family for whom I can give consent by my primary care providers, any other health care provider, or the SDOH or its designee, and any health care provider involved in caring for me or my family as reasonably necessary for my providers to carry about treatment, payment, or health care operations to SDOH or its designee and other authorized federal, state, and local agencies for proposed of administration of the Medicaid program. I also agree that the information released may include HIV, mental health, or alcohol and substance abuse information about me and members of my family to extent permitted by law. I certify that I have read and understand the terms, rights, and responsibilities above. I certify under penalty of perjury that everything on this application is the truth as best as I know. Date, blank line, applicant signature, blank line. Declination of Medicaid eligibility determination. I, blank line, have been informed of the enhanced benefits and additional services and coverage available under Medicaid. I choose not to apply for Medicaid at this time and have requested an eligibility determination for the Family Planning Benefit Program only. I understand that I may apply for Medicaid or other insurance programs at any time in the future if I wish. Date, blank line, applicant signature, blank line, provider slash Medicaid staff signature, blank line. Authorized representative designation. By signing below, you are allowing another person or agency to apply for family planning benefits for you, discuss your application or case if needed, and receive notices and or correspondence on your behalf. Name and address of person or agency to be given general health information. Name, blank line. Address, blank line. Phone number, blank line. Date, blank line. Applicant signature, blank line. Representative signature, blank line.